Yahoo Finance's Brian Chung is back with us, standing over at the Wi-Fi interactive board. Brian.
Well, as you mentioned, Brian, the big headline number for that July jobs report coming in better than expected, 943,000 on the print for July, with the unemployment rate ticking down to 5.4%. But I want to show you some deep dive numbers now that we're an hour and a half after that big release from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. This comes from the much unloved Table A12 in the report, and this shows you the number of unemployed people who have been out of the labor force for 27 weeks and over. Now, what's interesting about this is that we really didn't see the full effect of the data until around September and October of last year, and that's because, by definition, if you're going to be 27 weeks unemployed, you wouldn't have seen the impact of the shutdown in the economy until about 6 months after those began in the spring of last year, which means that the number of long-term unemployed that we saw was really hovering something close to around 4 million up until the last few data points that we've gotten this year. Now, you can see that as of July, the number of long-term unemployed actually fell to 3.4 million. It was 4 million as of the month of June, which shows that really there's some optimism that this labor market recovery is not going to leave many people permanently damaged on the sidelines. Now, of course, the shortfall from what we see as of July to where we were pre-pandemic, which is somewhere around the 1.2 million, implies that we're still about 2.2 million people short of the levels that we saw pre-pandemic. So those are the people we need to think about as we get the next few months of data. And then one other thing I want to show you is just the composition by age of how the labor market recovered in the month of July. If you take a look at the breakdown by age, you can see really, it was even across the age group. So 25 to 34 years old, we saw about 300,000 come back in last month. We saw about 311,000 for the 35 to 44 year age group. 184,000, a bit smaller for the 45 to 54 year age group. But very interestingly, 266,000 for the 55 years and over age group. Now, this is very interesting because we've been hearing a lot of anecdotes about maybe early retirements in the depths of the pandemic. When you take a look at that, the 55 years and over age group was actually coming back into the labor force in July at almost the same pace as some of those younger age groups. It shows that maybe some of the early retirement worries maybe aren't playing out, at least in this stage of the recovery. Now, of course, we know that a lot of the job losses in leisure and hospitality were concentrated in low-wage younger jobs. So it shows that if these are really all even, maybe there's a little bit more steam in those younger age groups to come back in future jobs reports as well. Something we'll be watching as we get towards those August September numbers, guys.
Brian, now that you've had a few more minutes to digest this report, what do you think it means for the Federal Reserve?
I think when it comes to really what we're looking at here, the Federal Reserve is going to be paying attention not just to the headline number, because the unemployment rate, obviously, when we take a look at that 5.4% figure, that's not anywhere close to the 3.5% pre-pandemic level that we saw. But the Federal Reserve even changed its framework in August of last year to say, we're not paying attention just to that headline U3 unemployment rate. We're looking at a dashboard of indicators. So when you take a look at the employment to population ratio, that going up by 0.4% between June and July, very positive figure. So even when you look past the unemployment rate, it's definitely positive. But when it comes to the Federal Reserve, they're going to want to see a few more months worth of data before they conclude exactly what they want to do here. But it seems like, at least for right now, all steam ahead on a tapering that could begin later this year.
Brian Chung, thanks so much.